This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
In this episode, I want to talk about three ways you can improve your communication. Get ready, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are going to continue our conversation from Monday's episode about communication and how proper communication can solve basically all of the problems we run into in life. But before I jump into that, I do want to remind you to join the private Facebook community. All you have to do is go to facebook.com, search Tiny Leaps, and request access. The conversations we are having in this community is amazing. I run a monthly book club where we decide on a book as a community and read it for the entire month and then come back with discussions. People are sharing their wins. People are sharing their process. People are sharing their struggles. And it's just an incredible place that you do not want to miss out on. So head to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps to request access. So let's get into the show. In Monday's episode, I presented the idea that proper communication was the key to solving a huge chunk of the issues we all face on a day-to-day basis. And I stand by that. I think that communication is incredibly important, and it's something that we don't often practice, unfortunately. And that's why in this episode, I want to share with you three ways that you can go about improving your communication. Now, these are three pretty obvious ways. They're all things I've talked about on the show before, but not in this context. So bear with me because I'm going to present each of them and then talk about why it's important in order to help you improve your communication. But first, we have to sort of set the groundwork. So at the end of Monday's episode, I presented the idea that improving your communication was really just about improving your thought. And what I mean by that is the more you are able to think through an idea, the more you are able to reflect on yourself, the more you are able to analyze the situation, the easier it will be to communicate whatever your ideas are, or to clearly understand what it is that you're feeling. Communication, clear communication, proper communication comes from clarity. It comes from breaking down sort of the emotional barriers that lie within your own mind and revealing what it is that actually matters. And so the three ways that I recommend you improve your communication actually have more to do with giving yourself the room to think. So before we jump into this list, I just wanted to preface it by stating that each of these three ways is really just a way to improve your thought. It's a way to improve your communication by thinking more and thinking deeply and thinking clearly. So without further ado, let's get into it. The number one way that I think you can improve your communication is actually something I touched on in Monday's episode, and this is adding time. Now, in Monday's episode, I talked about how when Rachel and I have an argument, often it comes down to poor communication skills or just sort of a miscommunication between each other. And when we are able to take time and to sort of not deal with the problem immediately, we're able to think more clearly about what it is that matters to us. And then we can come to the table with an actual discussion and an actual process of communication rather than the emotional reaction that we would normally have. And so it stands to reason, and I personally believe this, that if you can add time to a situation, whether it's you fighting with a spouse or a situation at work or even just you setting your goals, if you can add time into it where you really allow your subconscious mind and your conscious mind to break down and try to comprehend what it is that matters to you. If you can do that, it puts you in a situation to get clarity. It puts you into a situation to fully understand on a deep level, like, what is it that is running through your mind? So adding time to a situation, in my opinion, is one of the better ways to give yourself the ability to communicate clearly. Number two is writing and a subset of that, journaling. So one of the things I've noticed as I've been writing the Tiny Leaps book, which will be in bookstores January 2019, by the way, so I'll mark your calendars. But one of the things I've noticed as I've been writing it is that it's forcing me to get clear on my ideas and philosophies and thought processes around this show. It's forcing me to really understand why it is that I'm doing it, what I'm trying to accomplish, what message I'm trying to communicate. And I sort of knew these things prior to this. You know, I kind of understood it, and I've talked about it on the show before, but being forced to write a book around it, or getting the opportunity to write a book around it rather, has given me the opportunity to clarify what those things are. It's given me the opportunity to really, you know, build a idea in my mind, a clear idea in my mind of what it is that I'm trying to accomplish and what message I'm trying to spread. And as such, I really believe that, you know, if you have the opportunity to write about the things that you care about, then it will give you the chance to get clear on those things as well. Perfect example. If you, one of the things I allow myself to do when Rachel and I get into an argument, and, you know, we do allow ourselves to have that space, is I pull out my phone, you know, while I'm on the train heading into work, and I just type out what it is that I'm thinking, everything that I'm thinking, no matter how you know, mean it might be, or no matter how bad it might be. The goal isn't to send anything to her. The goal is just to get it all out of my head, because once I do, I can sort of organize the ideas better. And I come to realize, well, you know, I don't mean any of this stuff. That's just an emotional reaction. Like, this is the core of what it is I actually care about. And then when we talk, I can bring that up and have a real conversation around just that, rather than having to work through or be blocked by all of the nonsense that I was feeling prior to that. So highly, highly recommend writing and journaling. But there's also a side benefit of that. You know, if you can't write down every single thing that is bothering you every single time something does bother you, just the habit of writing on a day-to-day basis, it improves your ability to think through ideas. It improves your ability to get clear on ideas. And so you can sort of create the habit of getting clarity about what it is you're thinking, and you can get better at doing that quickly. And so you may end up needing less time to get to the root of the issue for yourself. So we're going to jump into number three in a second. But first, I want to tell you about today's sponsor, Talkspace. And this is actually incredibly relevant to today's episode. Talkspace, for those of you who do not know, is an online therapy platform. So it allows you to through your phone and through the website, you know, have conversations with licensed therapists and just work through some of the ideas that you are dealing with, some of the things that are bothering you that you can't get clear on yourself. They've been featured in CNN, Wall Street Journal, The Huffington Post, Forbes, Mashable, Yahoo, Today, Fox, yada, 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 yada. Like they do good stuff is what I'm trying to say. All of their 1,000 plus therapists are licensed. They're licensed, experienced professionals who go through a rigorous vetting process. So you know anyone that you are working with is going to be handpicked by Talkspace to give you the best quality help possible. And unlike traditional therapy, it is affordable. Talkspace online therapy is typically 80% cheaper than face-to-face therapy, and there's several payment options to make it even more feasible, quite honestly. Unlike my therapist, Talkspace is available 24 hours a day, so you know it's extremely valuable when you're having that 2 a.m. freak out about, you know, the meaning of your life or whatever it is that is bothering you. So here is what I think you should do. Here's what I recommend you do. Highly recommend, quite honestly. Head over to gregclunas.com/Talkspace. That's going to take you to the Talkspace landing page for Tiny Leaps, Big Changes listeners. And it's important that you go here because when you do, you can get $30 off your first month with the code TLBC. So create an account, and as you're going through the process, enter the code TLBC. And when you do, you'll get $30 off your first month. All right, so back to the three ways of improving your communication. Talkspace is actually one of them, so you know, check out. But anyway, number three is meditation. Now, I'm obviously a big advocate for meditation. It's something I talk about in quite a few episodes of this show. Here's the thing with it, though. Meditation isn't a way to fix your communication immediately. You know, the other two methods, adding time to the situation or writing in your journal, those two things can be used when you're dealing with the problem. Meditation is different in that it's more of a long-term fix. So the big benefit of meditation is that you allow yourself to get better at reflecting upon yourself and reflecting on your actions and your thoughts and your emotions. Meditation gives you the ability to look inward, and that ability can have enormous effects on your ability to communicate over the long term. Because if you're meditating every day or once a week or whatever, you know, cycle you're able to consistently do, if you're doing that and you're constantly reflecting on yourself, you become better at reflecting on yourself. And so in the moment when you need it most, you'll have that skill set. And that's how meditation sort of differs from the other two, is it's not necessarily something, you know, you can use in the middle of an argument or in the middle of goal setting or in the middle of a misunderstanding. You can't always walk out of the room and go meditate for 30 minutes. But by doing it regularly outside of the context of a miscommunication, you'll have fewer miscommunications. And that's something that is incredibly important if you want to, you know, improve your communication, is being better at not needing sort of the short-term fixes because you avoid the problem in the first place. So I highly, highly recommend that. So just to review really quickly. So number one of the three ways to improve your communication, add time to the situation. So just take a step back and give yourself the space and the time to think. Number two is to write it out or to journal regularly. So if you can sit down and just get the words out of your head and onto paper, it'll force you to gain clarity. Or if you regularly journal, it'll force you to get better at attaining clarity, or meditation. And meditation, again, is not a short-term fix, but it can be used to have the long-term side effect of giving you more clarity on your thoughts and ideas and feelings. So with all of that said, let me know if this was helpful. Let me know if the last two episodes were helpful. I really do believe that communication is one of the things that if improved, can have a drastic effect on the quality of your life and your relationships, and just so much. If you can deal with sort of the annoying parts and get better at it, I really do think it's important. So head over to Twitter at Greg Clunas, head to Instagram at Greg Clunas. If you're in the Facebook community, just let me know what you think of these last two episodes. Let me know what your current communication and miscommunication issues have been. And if you have other methods of improving, please let me know. If there are enough other ways that I haven't thought of, I'll do sort of a part two of this and share it with the community. So let me know one way or another. With all of that said, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I really appreciate your attention, and I appreciate your willingness to share your time with me. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Hitting subscribe will make sure that episodes drop directly on your phone or your computer or wherever it is that you're listening, and you'll never miss a new episode. Sometimes I do these sort of random surprise episodes, so you definitely don't want to miss that. And thank you so much. Again, like really, really appreciate it. Make sure you join the Facebook community. If you haven't already, head to facebook.com and search Tiny Leaps. It's super easy to find. Request access. Let me know how this episode was for you. Just hit me up. Say, what up, Greg? This episode sucked. Or what up, Greg? This episode was fantastic. Just let me know. I really, really want to know. Thank you for listening. I've been Greg Clunas. And until the next episode, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.